The long-term care homes right across the country have been hit very hard by the pandemic. An analysis recently released by the Canadian Institute for Health Information shows some troubling statistics about the way COVID-19 has impacted long-term care homes. It shows within Canada, COVID-19 deaths are relatively low when compared to other Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. But the proportion of deaths occurring in long-term care overall is double the OECD average. Now, my co-host Ben Murphy had the opportunity to chat with senior researcher at CIHI, or CIHI, that's Christina Lanward, or Lawand, rather. Ms. Lawand chats about the analysis.
Well, the purpose of this analysis was really to try to put those Canadian numbers in perspective. You know, we all know as Canadians that our long-term care sector, especially in some parts of the country like Ontario and Quebec, were really hard hit. So with outbreaks reported in more than 840 nursing homes and retirement homes, for example. So the purpose was really to see how our experience here in Canada compared to other countries by comparing the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in long-term care homes, by seeing if there was things that were different in the way our health systems are organized here and in other countries, and also by looking at what policy responses were put in place at the beginning of the pandemic to see if that had a difference on the experience. So when we look at those numbers in Canada, what we do see is that there were more than 5,300 deaths amongst residents of long-term care facilities, and this as the end of May. This was around the average of the 17 countries that we looked at in terms of actual raw numbers. So we had some countries like Australia that had less than 30 deaths in their long-term care sector, whereas on the other end of the spectrum, in countries like Italy, Spain, France, and the UK, there were more than 10,000 deaths, and in the US, there were more than 30,000 deaths. However, when we looked at those deaths as a proportion of the total COVID deaths seen in the country, that's where Canada really stands out. So 81% of our deaths were in the long-term care sector. That's more than double the average of the other countries. And what that tells us is that the impact of the pandemic really disproportionately affected our seniors in long-term care and nursing homes.
And I did just want to ask, just for our listeners who may not know, what are these OECD countries?
OECD countries, so there's 17 of them in all, including Canada. So we looked at the U.S., we looked at many European countries, including, you know, France, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Austria, and Australia as well. So we wanted to compare ourselves with countries for which we had enough data and that also had, you know, enough experience with the pandemic that we can really compare what happened in each other's countries.
And that 81%, troublingly high. What do you think leads to that much higher of an average here in Canada than elsewhere?
That's what we were trying to find out. And what seemed to really sort of make a difference was those policy responses. So those countries that acted really fast and quick with measures that were targeted to their long-term care sector seemed to do better in terms of fewer cases and fewer deaths in nursing homes and retirement homes. I think of countries like Austria, Australia, and Slovenia, for example, that by the time their general lockdown measures were in place and they closed public places, they also had specific measures such as infection control, training, equipment targeted to their long-term care sector specifically. Whereas in Canada, we did a very good job of preparing our hospitals, but the long-term care sector seems to have been, you know, neglected at least at the very beginning.
How do you begin to lower that number? But let's say in a second wave and that kind of scenario, how do we bring that 81% down closer to the rest of that normal average?
I mean, I think one of the things that's important to say is that the experience, you know, wasn't the same right across the country. As you know, in Newfoundland, there were zero reported cases and deaths in long-term care, or rather zero deaths in long-term care, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. So I think, you know, what we're hoping an analysis like do will be able to better prepare us for the next wave. Right now, we know that we're finally in the provinces that were hardest hit are finally starting to flatten the curve. So, the case numbers and deaths are declining. But we know that, as we see south of the border, it could just be a matter of time before things resurge again. So we're hoping that the lessons will be learned about, the need to prepare the workforce in the long-term care sector. In BC, for example, they put a policy early on to prevent workers from working in more than one facility at the same time. And that was incredibly effective in terms of, preventing the spread from one nursing home to the next, for example. Audits, training for staff, wearing your equipment properly, having isolation wards so that you can easily contain outbreak and preventing it from spreading. We're hoping that all of these lessons will be learned and carried forward.
Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.